holy letters of the Rebbe. We're up to letter number 1729. And this is a letter dated on the 22nd day of Tammuz in Tufshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to an individual, Moshe Sheyichia Lechiani, and the Rebbe is expressing gratitude for his involvement in traveling to the various communities to spread Yiddishkeit. And Rebbe tells him that by doing that, he's actually going to gain the blessing of Hashem, both in his spiritual level, that he can accomplish and succeed a lot more on his spiritual level as well as his physical level, on all of his material and all of his needs. So the letter leads like this with the titles to Moshe Sheyichia Lechiani Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe said, your letter from the 18th day of Tammuz has been received. The Rebbe says, I have already heard from some time about your good activities in the area, in the field of education, to bring the hearts of sons and daughters of Israel closer to their Father in heaven. And we know there is a ruling of our sages of blessed memory. And this is brought down at the end of Tractate Tainis. Kol ha-moysif, moysif in loy. The more you add, the more is added to you. What does this mean? One of the interpretations is that anyone who adds in matters of Torah mitzvahs, Hashem from above adds to you. What does He give you? What does He add to you? Both. In the ability to increase your work in Torah mitzvahs so that you are able to do more, but also an increase in your, and also an increase in your desire that you should want to be involved. So Hashem gives you the potential to increase, but also increasing your own wishes, your desire, so to go from strength to strength. Especially that which you are involved now, that you are supervising in the villages in where there is settlements of sons and daughters of Israel. It is an obligation and a holy privilege that was put upon your shoulders by the divine, supreme divine, to bring, to wake up, to illuminate these settlements of the Jewish people with the light of mitzvah, lamp of mitzvah, and the light of Torah, and the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Chassidus. Through this, you bring down also blessing and success in your personal physical matters. As it says in the Torah says like this. Now, this is the verse in the portion of Bichukosai. That verse covers the study of Torah, the positive mitzvahs, and the prohibition. Because it starts like this. Im Bichukosai Teilechu. If you go in my statutes, that is discussing the study of Torah as interpreted by the Sifra. So, we have, if you study Torah, Rashi brings it down as well. The second step is that you keep the mitzvahs. That's mitzvah se tishmeru. That refers the prohibitions. Because when you say you guard the mitzvah, or no, our sages tell us, wherever it says, guard, pen, al, these are all prohibitions. So basically, if you study Torah, you guard the prohibitions. And further, the verse says, v'asisem oisom. That is discussing the positive mitzvahs. So what does the Torah say? Study Torah, you watch not to violate the prohibitions. You do the positive mitzvah. Torah says, I'll give you rain. I give your physicality. Not only will I give it to you, but I'll give it to you be'itam. I'll give it in a timely way. So you see that the physical, the Torah connects and ties to the study of Torah and performing of the mitzvahs and staying away from the prohibition. How lucky are you, the Rebbe says, that you are one of the agents of the blessed Amokim Baruch Hu to fulfill the above mentioned responsibility in his world. May it be the will of the blessed Hashem that very soon you will also, it will extend to additional blessings and success in your personal matters. And that is based on the promise of the Alter Rebbe in the Torah or in the beginning. Over there, the Alter Rebbe says, if you spend time by helping another person, God helps you so that your mind and heart will be purified 1,000 times as much. And in many areas, they add, the Rebbe brings down, that it means literally 1,000 times. That's not in an exaggerated form. So can you imagine, even though you're busy with your activities of traveling all over, you will be able to add in set times for the study of the revealed part of Torah and the teaching, the Torah of Chassidus, and to go from one strength to the other strength to the highest level, because you will be able to grant quickly. Rebbe blesses him. He was a single guy. It was a blessing too, I guess, that very soon you should settle in a fitting way as far as a shidduch, both physically and spiritually together, with blessings for success. The Rebbe was very thankful that people are involved in spreading Yiddishkeit, and the Rebbe says that this becomes the vehicle to draw down Hashem's blessings in all areas, in the spiritual and the physical level.